Shame and fear. That's the way marketers have traditionally tried to convince women to strip down in a cold room and squish their breasts between two plastic paddles.
You know, if you're a woman over 35 and you haven't had a mammogram, you need more than your breasts examined.
That's Dr. Steve Woloshin reciting an actual American Cancer Society ad from 3 decades ago.
That was a sort of like the classic persuasive message telling women, you know, if you don't get screened, you're crazy, you need your head examined.
Woloshin, a professor of the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice, says scaring women about breast cancer is still the norm. Just listen to these PSAs.
1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop invasive breast cancer at some point
every
during
their
lives.
Every 2 minutes, there's a new breast cancer diagnosis.
These statistics are scary. More than that,
fear is not a motivator. It's typically something that will cause people to procrastinate.
Kate McGuire is president of Motivation Mechanics. It's a group of research and marketing strategists helping soulless women's health with a major makeover.
So we, as a company, have made a decision. No scolding.
At its more than 24 locations across the country, Solus doesn't just avoid scaring women, it avoids talking cancer at all. Women aren't called patients, and they're not having a cancer screening. They're visitors coming for a well woman exam.
Anything that increases anxiety, we try to avoid.
The Plano Center's director, Cheryl Reyes, explains Solus has two different hallways, one for women coming for a screening, and another for women who've been called back for additional imaging.
They've got a different mindset, and they're usually going to be in the office about an hour. So if they see other people coming and going quickly, it's kind of an emotional and mental thing of, oh my gosh, they're coming and going, I'm still here, something must be really wrong with me. So as much as possible, we try to kind of keep those on two separate tracks during the day.
The dressing rooms come in warm colors with music and floor heaters, like a spa. If your results are clear, you get an email. If not, a phone call. Even the company's slogan is changing.
Our tagline was, annual mammograms, it's what smart women do, which is a bad girl message.
That's Greg Scott, VP of Marketing. Now the message is,
when you're ready, we'll be there for you, which is a lot different than, it's what smart women do.
From a business perspective, there are two main barriers to getting women in the door. Financial and emotional. Solus is trying to make mammograms less scary, and the Affordable Care Act has made them free for most insured women. Scott says the proof is in the numbers. Last quarter, the company grew more than 10% in Dallas-Fort Worth and 4% nationwide.
I guess I'm always a little anxious when someone who has a strong financial interest is the one behind the message.
Steve Woloshin of Dartmouth says deciding whether to get a mammogram is much more complicated than any glossy brochure may suggest. While mammograms do save lives, they can also lead to false alarms and overdiagnosis. A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association says for every 10,000 women, mammograms probably save 5 lives of women in their 40s, 10 of women in their 50s, and 42 of women in their 60s. Meanwhile, half of all women screened over 10 years will have a repeat test or biopsy on a healthy breast because of a false positive.
The reason it's controversial is that the evidence supporting mammography, even though, you know, intuitively it seems like it's, you know, it's got to be the right thing to do, that finding things early is going to, you know, make things better. Unfortunately, the evidence that we have isn't so clear-cut.
Ultimately, decisions on whether or not to get a mammogram, Woloshin says, should be individualized. And if a woman decides to get screened, it shouldn't be scary. At least on that point, he's on board with companies like Solus dialing down the fear factor. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.